This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Listening to Metal Shop, it is 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Right now I have a band from, is it Tacoma? You guys are a Tacoma band?
Seattle.
Seattle? Okay, Seattle band. They're Command with a K and an umlaut.
Very important.
Very important to put the umlaut in there for SEO purposes. They are a ripping, you know, black and thrash metal band. Is that, would that be a good, you know, micro genre to throw you guys in, black and thrash?
Totally. Yeah. Black thrash, yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Stubborn Arsenal is the name of their newest record. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're going to be playing some songs here. We're going to be we're going to be playing some songs from that record. We're going to be talking about a tour that they're going to be doing. They're going to be playing a big metal festival out in Madison, Wisconsin. But first off, let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Command.
So my name is Drake. I play drums.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Doug, and I sing and play guitar.
I'm Wes. I do bass and backing vocals.
I'm Calvin, and I play guitar.
Right on, right on. So who wants to jump in? Let's get the, like, in Marvel terms, the origin story of Command. Now, where does it all start?
That's Doug.
Doug, okay. So this is kind of your brainchild, huh?
Yeah.
For better or worse, right?
Yeah. It kind of just started because, I was in a black metal band called Strychnine, and I was playing in a black metal band called Skinwalker, which is still sort of going on. But those both kind of went dormant, and this is late 2013. So I just was rethinking whether I even wanted to play live or do anything with music in that regard anymore. And but I've always been a big fan of black metal.
Yeah.
But whenever there's, you know, those moments in black metal where it has that D beat, you know, the two-step skank beat.
Yeah.
That just gets me going. So I was thinking, you know, what if I just did nothing
but that?
But that. Exactly.
Create a band around that beat.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I got
to awesome.
Soldier through the asparagus and the taters to get to the candy. It's like, what if I just did nothing but candy?
That's great.
So that was kind of the MO there. And then as I dug further, it's like, oh, this already exists. It's called Black Thrash. It's awesome. And then it's just a down the rabbit hole with like R Noir and you know, Disaster, Inferno, and the older stuff too, like Destruction, Sodom, Creator, all the classics.
Nice, right on. And then, so it was your idea, and you kind of created this thing, and then you met the rest of the guys, or, you know, let's...
Yeah, it was. I was just writing riffs and playing drums, and you know, being a gremlin in the wilds of Eastern Washington. Hence why we were talking about Ellensburg before the show. Yeah. And then it was like, you know, I just wanted to start playing live and do that again. I kind of was feeling like I wanted to actually go through with that, so I just assembled whoever I knew, you know, that was not too busy with other stuff. So originally it was this guy named Andy playing drums, and then we had this other dude who shall probably remain unnamed playing bass, and it's kind of been a shuffle a little bit. Devin from Skinwalker played bass for a little while, but eventually Wes was kind enough to come along and thump on the four string, which was interesting because he's a guitar player.
Really?
Yeah. Converted to bass.
So jumped on the bass for this project.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is this the first time you played bass in a band?
Yeah, well, yeah, live anyway. I've done some recordings on bass in a band, but...
Yes. Okay, right on. So everyone else, pipe in. How did you, you know, join forces with Command? How'd you hear about the band, or did you know about the band before you joined, et cetera, et cetera?
You want to go first, Calvin, since you joined before me?
Yeah, sure. One of my old bands played with Command a couple times, and I ended up moving in and being roommates with their old drummer. And then Doug hit me up one day and said he was thinking about adding a second guitarist.
Cool.
Jumped on that.
Well, actually, it was the pandemic happened, and unfortunately, Wes's wife has some kind of immune kind of issues. You know, it wasn't safe. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really safe for anybody, but definitely not for her. So Wes was unable to play bass, and we had a thing that summer. It was outdoors. It was safe.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
We were doing what we had to do to make shows happen.
Survival.
Exactly. Yep.
But Calvin was nice enough to play bass because I asked him because he was just at the house.
Yep.
He learned the songs like for the set in like a week.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was super awesome. So so he actually started on bass too and then converted
to
guitar.
Shout out to Cabot.
The opposite Wes. Shout out
to Calvin. Nice, right on.
So, how I joined Command. So, I was playing in a band from Bellingham. I live in Bellingham.
Still?
Yeah, still.
So, you drove down here for this?
Well, yeah. Oh, dude, it's a whole thing. So kind of getting into how this all started. So, I was in a band called Overwrought.
Yeah.
We broke up kind of like during the pandemic a little bit.
Sure.
And then... like late 2021, I ended up joining. I'm in another band, whatever, based in Bellingham, called Maldistion. Then I ended up joining these two other bands. Then right after I joined those bands, Doug hit me up and was like, "Hey, are you doing anything? Like, Command's looking for a new drummer." I had seen Command numerous times, like basically every time they came to Bellingham.
Yeah.
My old band Overwrought, we played a bunch of shows with them.
Mm-hmm.
Always wanted to be in a thrash band. Like, high school was like thrash was my thing, and like I knew they were serious and like really good band. And loved their album and whatnot. So it's like,
cheers, man.
All right, dudes. Like, I like, even though I already was committed to three bands, I was like, I like have to jump at the opportunity. So that's kind of how I ended up joining Command.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah, we lucked out on that one because this guy's good. I don't know if you guys have heard him, but
so did you drive down for?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Dude, I've been here. I've been in Seattle since 6 in the morning.
Okay. Thank
practice
you for coming,
with those
man.
Two us
morning. Thank you for coming for this.
Oh, yeah, that's no awesome. Problem.
Okay, well, he was there anyways. He wasn't coming down
for
it.
Well, I'm going to Sisters of Mercy after
this. Oh, that's too. Amazing. Yeah, so. That's awesome, dude. That's a great band. Okay, so... Cool. I actually did college radio in Bellingham. For
I know. Yeah, you mentioned or like I know you said on the air before you used to live in Bellingham.
Yeah, man. So you gotta send me an email with some links to some Bellingham metal bands.
Okay,
sure. I only know a couple these days. So
I can name drop
Cavern. You know,
they're not active anymore.
Oh, they're
but
not.
But I play in another band called Maldistion with one of the guitarists for Cavern. Who used to be in Cavern.
Okay.
And then... but
Melancholia?
Yeah, Melancholia. They're actually going to come out with something new here.
Okay.
There's N. There's Oath of Hatred.
Okay.
There's In Pathos. Yeah, so This is deep. All right, scene right now. But
we're going deep into the Bellingham metal scene right now. So
I got a rep, man.
Right, shout out, man. Right on. What's your favorite pizza in Bellingham?
Ooh,
pie hole.
Dude, that's a tough one. I used to love the Market at Lakeway's pizza.
I was a big Pizza Pipeline guy.
Dude, well, it doesn't exist anymore. But Pizza Pipeline was the best. Yeah. Like, they used to put, like, ground beef on the pizza. Yeah, it was, like, so sick, and they're freaking...
Go rent a DVD from Crazy Mike's Video.
Yes, yeah, dude. Yep, yeah, they're gone now, too. I bought a ton of their DVDs when they ended up closing up.
Everyone else in the band is like, what the...
Shut up. I'm from Bellingham too.
Yeah,
moved down here a few years ago.
Nice. So you guys are a Seattle band. So Wes and Doug, you guys are Seattle. Okay.
I live in Cedro Woolley.
Okay. Cedro Woolley.
I'm on Camano Island.
Wow. Okay. So you guys are all over the place, dude.
When we hesitated to say Seattle,
you guys are in Northwest Metal.
It's a patchwork.
Band.
Yeah.
It's a patchwork. So where do you guys practice? Or do you practice? Do you guys do it via Zoom?
Depends on the week.
Is that apparent?
It really does. We'll practice at Calvin's place normally in Edmonds, but we'll sometimes practice actually in Bellingham too.
There's a little studio there.
Yeah, Subdude Studios or whatever.
What's it called? Rental.
Subdude Studios.
Subdude Studios. That's a cool name. I like that. Awesome. Well, we kind of got a little bit of the idea of the formation of the band. We're going to go into a song just to get an idea of what you guys sound like. Let's the music speak for itself a little bit, and then we'll jump back in and talk with you guys a little bit about your recording, what you guys made this recording in the last few years. We'll talk about how you kept busy during the pandemic and whatnot. We're going to go into the title of your band, Command. That's the best thing. I love when bands are like, you know, Angel Witch with Angel Witch off the album Angel Witch, right?
Yep.
So Command with a K. We're going to go into it. Who wants to introduce it?
Doug.
Doug?
Oh.
All right, let's go, dude. You're a DJ, man. Let's go.
He's earned it.
this is all going to be cut in post, I'm sure. Yeah, this is... Commander Z from Command, and you're listening to KISW. This is Command by Command off the album Stubborn Arsenal.
Yeah, the horns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was Command by Command. Stubborn Arsenal is the name of the album. This came out in 2021. Was this something you guys worked on before the pandemic? Was this something you guys worked on in the pandemic? You know, what was the time frame for this one?
I'm a teacher and
wow,
yeah, public school. All
what
the
do
way.
You teach?
Music, actually.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out your students. Where do you teach at?
I teach in a small little school called Concrete.
Cool.
And, only about three of them know I'm in this band.
Okay.
They shouldn't know that, but they do. Little stalkers or something. No, they're looking up all these metal bands these days. I don't know. But yeah, no, they're super cool there, and it's a small school, and it's pretty chill. It's upriver, very beautiful area, upper Skagit. But yeah, anyway, you know, when the pandemic happened, everything shut down, including schools, of
yeah.
course. So I was sitting at home. You know, trying to Zoom and stuff, which, you know, if a kid doesn't show up to Zoom, I can't go to their house and make them, you know. So there was a lot of downtime, which was actually nice because for, you know, little half hour chunks, I could just play some riffs and then wait for the next group to come on or whatever. Because, it was kind of individualized over the pandemic. It wasn't like a full class.
Sure.
With the way music and the latency.
Man, I applaud you for making it work.
We did the best we could. You know, but yeah, basically, long story short, there was a bunch of downtime. So there was a lot of just sitting around feeling pretty lonely. There you go.
Nice.
And making riffs.
Yeah.
And like I was saying earlier, you know, unfortunately, Wes wasn't really able to really leave the house or do a whole lot. But at the time, the drummer, his name is Sam. And so it was just Sam and I were kind of meeting up every once in a while to run riffs by each other,
mm-hmm.
and just the two of us. So then an album kind of started to take shape during 2020, and I
nice.
Just poured all of my well,
frustration.
Frustration. I was going to say a different word. I poured all of my like unhappiness and alienation and loneliness, and obviously that summer was the protests here in Seattle, and like you're seeing all this violence and everything, and so it was kind of a bummer. But out of that, you know, came some pretty malicious riffs, I guess, and we kind of sat
malicious
down.
Riffs. I like that. That's awesome. That's a great way to describe it.
But yeah, we sat down and recorded it, and yeah, it's still Wes was not able to come in. We couldn't rehearse. He, you know, didn't know the songs yet. He knows a lot of them now, but so we just kind of bashed it out where Sam played drums, and then I just did everything else on this album, and it wasn't any kind of hierarchical thing. It was just necessity.
Yeah, just what you did, what you needed to do. Just like we did what we needed to do to have shows happen. You did what you needed to do to teach the kids. You know, we did what we needed to do to record radio, et cetera, et cetera. It was a, you know, product of the time, but you guys put it out. Is this a self-released album?
It was on, well, that's a whole complicated thing.
Sure.
I'll just say that it was on Metal on Metal.
Okay.
Out of Northern Italy,
wow,
which we used to be signed to, and we're not now, and it's a whole thing. Probably shouldn't get into it. But
no worries, man. We don't need to go into the that.
Skeletor.
For a new label.
Yeah, we're looking.
There we go.
Got a new album coming out next year, probably.
Nice, dude.
But yeah, Skeletor used to be on Metal too.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway, so it came out on that kind of a relatively limited release, and then we did self-release the tape. Copy.
That's awesome.
Drake made a bunch of tapes.
Right on.
Wes did the second press, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so I collect cassettes, I collect vinyl, but I am a compact disc guy. I'm a child of the 90s, you know? I don't know what it is, man. I just can't get... Maybe it's the fact that I work at radio and I just got so many goddamn sick promo CDs that I just have binders full of these promos. I love CDs. What do you guys like? Let's go around the room. Drake, what's your favorite, man?
My favorite format is probably cassette.
Okay.
I like
You're that. A cassette man.
Yeah. I mean, I like it all. Like, I really don't care, but it's like... I think the best is cassette because it degrades over time.
Sure.
So you have
just
to
like
appreciate it in the moment. And, like, there's work. Like, you know, you have to rewind to hear, like, a part again. It's like I think there's something to, like, be said of, like, you have to absorb what's going on. And, like, it's not passive listening when you're listening with a cassette. It's like you have to be attentive, and like that's kind of what I appreciate with cassettes.
It is like attentive,
that's beautiful, man.
Purposeful. You're working for it.
Well, and it's like if one side's
it's not passively streaming a song on Spotify
exactly
on Friday release day, you know.
Well, it's like if one side's 10 minutes, one side's 14, it's like you have to like actively fast forward for 4 minutes and like get to that next side, you know. It's like, I don't know, I just like that it's like it's interactive. Like it's the most interactive format outside of vinyl, I'd say, of like you have to flip the vinyl, you know. But
it's
I just
getting
like
punished
that you
by his
for
format
it.
You know,
yeah,
he likes getting punished to, you know, he's doing chores to listen to music. I like it. How about you, man? Doug, what are you a vinyl guy?
Wax cylinder.
Yeah, man,
I collect vinyl. It's really bad. I have I can stop anytime I want. I just don't want. But
as you itch your arms, scratch.
I got any more of that vinyl?
The creditors freaking sending you bills.
Okay, so what's the most you've ever spent on a record?
Oh, well, the most Joe Biden ever spent on a record for me was $200.
Nice. What was it?
It was Niflheim.
Nice.
Devil's Force. That album is awesome.
Right on, man.
And I had to have it in my grubby little hands.
And you got it.
I do have it. Thank
you. Does it sound sexy?
Stimmy. The panty stimmy.
Nice.
But yeah, no, I collect vinyl. I really like the ritual of setting and placing vinyl. I love the big artwork. I love the little goodies that you get with it sometimes, you know. A lot of labels now will even just put out codes, so you can also get it digitally and stuff, too. And I used to be a huge CD guy as well, and I never got rid of them. I just kind of, you know.
Tucked them away.
Yeah, they're in the background on the Twitch stream.
Sure.
But, yeah, no, it's just... just vinyl all the time. But, you know, if there's something I really want, you know, I'm not going to say no to a format, you know.
What are we talking, like, how many a month are you buying?
Oh, records? I don't know, let's talk about that.
Oh, is someone listening that should...
No, I kind of look at where my funds are, okay. And then if I can get, like... I don't know, 6 to 10 a month. Sometimes better, sometimes none. I've been really having to save lately because we got some costs coming in over the horizon. Wes.
Okay, Wes. He's like, get it off me, get off me.
All right, so.
I'm done talking about this.
I used to be a CD guy too.
Yeah.
But I've kind of transitioned more to vinyl these days. I mean, I'll still get a CD if there's something that's not released on vinyl. I'll still buy tapes occasionally. I just picked up a Drawn and Quartered tape today, actually.
Nice. Where from?
Daybreak Records.
Oh, that place rocks, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We went there, yeah.
But yeah, I prefer vinyl these days. Used to be CDs, but vinyl these days for sure.
Right on.
Yeah, definitely tapes. I just think the quality of tapes lends itself super well to death metal and stuff, and you can't replace the adrenaline rush of what's about to get shredded.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it way more exciting.
I mean, I took one look at that mustache. I was like, this guy listens.
Yeah, man. Also, you know, they're cheap. You know,
yeah.
Small to store.
There you go.
Get a bunch of them. But yeah, tapes all the way.
Right on, right on. So the record Stubborn Arsenal available on CD, on cassette, and vinyl too, or not vinyl? It's expensive, dude.
It is expensive. And the label didn't want to do vinyl even if I offered to foot the entirety of the bill. So
fair enough.
It was, anyway, There will be vinyl.
There will be vinyl. And that gets me into, you know, the question I got to ask. Journalistically, I can't, you know, have you guys in here and not ask. You guys working on anything new?
Yes, we are.
Right on. Any idea of when we might hear something? Or is that, you know, kind of close to the chest?
I mean...
There's a song we're already playing live.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're already previewing something. People seem to really like that one. So, yeah, we're working on it. We've finished the fourth song a couple days ago, and probably going to do a couple more and then call it good. Don't want to force it or try or anything, so it'll probably be out sometime early to mid next year.
Cool.
Going to shop it around. Don't know who wants to put out some filthy atonal black thrash, but if you're listening, you got the goods.
Maybe Filthy Atonal Black Thrash Records. That's the name of the label. Okay, right on. Well, speaking of us playing live, you guys are going to be playing a couple things. You're going to be doing a festival called Blades of Steel in Madison, Wisconsin. Blades of Steel was a game I loved as a kid. The hockey game. You got to do lots of fighting in that one on the NES. But you guys are going to be playing that September 28th through the 30th in Madison, Wisconsin. And this is a festival. Who else is going to be playing? Do you guys know the rest of the – at least a couple names of other
guys? Yeah, Saint.
Massacre.
I didn't even know
that. Morbid Saint. Solicitor.
Oh, yeah.
Will be on there. It'll be cool to see them.
Another
who else? Riot 5 is on there.
Yeah,
just Riot. I'm never sure how to.
Okay.
It's like Sun.
Exactly. That's awesome. Well, at least there's, I'm sure, a ton of other bands, but that's a good amount to start.
Cyclone. Cyclone's going to be there. That's awesome.
So did you guys, are you guys going to be flying out, or are you going to be touring out to that way?
Flying over, flying back.
For the fest, right on.
Eating it for metal, eating the cost.
There you go. But you guys are going to be touring, and that's coming up in June, right?
Yeah.
June. You guys are going to be going along the West Coast, or where are you guys going?
Oh, East Coast.
East Coast, okay.
The other side. Yeah, we're...
First East Coast tour?
First one.
Right on.
I've never even really been over there. I've been to Pittsburgh when I was a kid, but...
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we got this band over there. There's a band called DeSolus playing thrash out of D.C.
Nice.
And or DMV, as they might say. Yes. And I kind of met Viv online, the bassist, and he, you know, and then I saw him at MDF. I went to MDF last year and hung out with him and found out he doesn't really like wasps. Wow, I can't talk. Found out he doesn't really like Wasp. Yeah, no, Viv's out there in DMV thrashing it up with the Solus, and was talking to him and was just like, you know, hey, if we flew over, you know, do you want to go on a tour together and you know, just share vehicles, share gear, you know, play all these cool shows, have an excellent time. And they were looking to tour anyway.
Awesome.
So they're like, yeah, for sure, jump on. And yeah, we got all these really cool things lined up. And,
that's killer.
He booked like probably 85-90% of it. I, you know, we don't know anybody over there, so we had to kind of defer on that.
That's awesome. And then maybe sometime they'll come out here and fly over here and do a West Coast.
The favor will be returned if they take us up on it.
That's what it's all about, man. So, returning favors.
Yeah. You know, excellent.
Exactly. Command is the name of the band, and you're listening to Metal Shop here on KISW. We're going to go into Chained to the Pentagram from Stubborn Arsenal. Who wants to introduce this one? Okay, we got to get a different member. Wes, let's go.
Sure. All right, you're listening to Metal Shop, and this is Chained to the Pentagram by Command.
Chain to the Pentagram Command is the name of the band. They're going to be playing Madison, Wisconsin Blades of Steel Fest alongside Solicitor, Exciter, a crap ton of other sick bands. It's coming up September 28th through the 30th. So if you happen to be in Madison, Wisconsin randomly, I mean, I don't know, Metal Shop might have a Madison, Wisconsin listener base. Who knows? They're going to be doing that. They're going to be doing an East Coast tour coming up in June. Exciting things happening for the band. They're already working on new music. They're playing one of the songs out live. And we got a little bit of the backstory of the band. So let's go even further back. What was the first metal album you ever heard or purchased? You know, what got you? What was your, like, day one, this is the start of my metal journey?
I would say, so the one I really remember, like, buying and, like, going out of my way to get it was a Deep Purple Greatest Hits.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And that, like, great definitely band. I mean, I listened to a lot of stuff, like, before that when I was younger, like Rage Against the Machine was on here in Metallica and whatnot. But that was, like, the first time I went out with my own money, like, made a concerted effort of, like, I want to listen to Deep Purple, dude.
Yeah.
And, like, that opened the floodgates, I suppose. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Deep Purple. And Doug, how about you, man?
You know, back in the early 2000s, that was like the heyday for burning CDs. So a lot of stuff I just acquired via friends and stuff. But the first thing I remember actually buying, I was at a local skate park and this guy was playing something that was super aggressive and it had a bunch of keyboards in it and stuff. And I started with piano before I ever picked up a guitar. And so I was like,
Dimmu Borgir, Cradle of Filth.
Exactly. It was Dimmu Borgir. Nice. And yeah, I was just like, what? You can do nerd stuff, you know, on keyboards and be metal, you know, whatever. So I picked up the first Dimmu Borgir thing I could find, which was a split they did with Old Man's Child.
Ooh, and, that's a great band.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, and I actually ended up liking the cover that Dimmu Borgir did of Celtic Frost.
There you go.
And yeah, and then after that, it was like I kind of found out that this was called like black metal a little bit. So I went out, and I didn't know anything, so I just picked up whatever had a Grim Reaper on it, because I figured Grim Reapers are pretty metal.
Love it.
So I just picked up Hatebreeder by Bodom, Children of Bodom.
Also more nerdery with the keyboard.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, man, I was over the moon. Yeah. And then Dissection, Storm of the Light's Bane.
There you go. Two great bands. Great classic album. And Wes, how about you, man? First, like, step into metal.
Okay, so my dad used to listen to a lot of classic rock, so I was introduced to, like, Deep Purple, stuff like that.
Sabbath.
Through him. Yeah, yeah, Sabbath, definitely. And then a little later on, my local library, when I was in, like, junior high, probably, maybe even earlier, a little earlier, later, elementary school, like, they had some metal stuff, surprisingly. Like, I found Bewitched, Pentagram Prayer there, and... Metallica, Master of Puppets. I would regularly check those out.
Where, like, at your elementary
every
school?
Week. No, not the library in the city library where I used to live.
Oh, okay.
Not at the elementary school.
I was going to say, this place.
So that, yeah, I found some of that stuff randomly. And first one I ever actually bought, that's a tough one. I kind of want to say it was South of Heaven from Slayer.
The great album.
One I bought with my own money. Yeah.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that. And how about you, man? What was your first, like, you know, tiptoe into metal?
My mom had a, this is kind of corny, but, like, had a Night Ranger CD.
Dude, yes.
And I remember just, like, listening to the guitar solos and being like, this is what I want to do. And then bought Rain and Blood. And
as you do.
Yeah. And just like stoked on hearing something so fast and aggressive.
Hell yeah.
And then my buddy let me borrow a bunch of his CDs, and it was all like Gore Guts, Death, Obituary, Deicide, all the
crap. Damn.
Yeah. And then from then on, it was just all that.
How old were you?
That was probably 12, 13.
That's Jesus. Awesome.
Yeah, there you go. Jump right in. That's awesome. Right on. Okay, well, my next question then is traditionally a question I like to ask everyone. This is not Loud Local, but it is a Northwest radio station, a Northwest show, Metal Shop, being the institution of the... what's your favorite Northwest band of all time? Doesn't have to be metal. It can be Jimi Hendrix or Hard. It could be, you know, Macklemore. It doesn't matter. What do you like? What's your favorite Northwest thing?
If I'm going to say my favorite Northwest band, it'd probably be Alice in Chains, awesome. I'd say. But I want to mention Drawn and Quartered because I think they're the best metal band from Washington.
And they've been going strong for a long time. Yeah,
consistent across the board.
Absolutely. Doug, how about you, man?
Oof. I don't know if I can really pick out a favorite. I mean, there's a few that I really enjoy seeing during one of them. Really, that's a great show every time. You know, some of the older ones, Accused, Coven. I think one of my favorite shows that I saw of a Northwest band was actually Q5 a few
great
years
band.
Ago.
Yes.
Yeah. For... Oh man!
It's like
what was
Northwest Metal.
No, was it Eliminate? No, it was Northwest Metal.
Yeah, the Metalworks guys.
Yeah, it was. It was over at. It was
El Corzone.
It was El Corzone and Substratum played and a bunch of other. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, that Q5 show just it was amazing.
That's awesome. You
know, that Q5 album,
Taste of Iron.
Dude, yes.
Yeah, they played too.
Yes.
There were a bunch of great bands. Taste of Iron.
Glacier, yeah.
Glacier came back.
From Portland, yeah. And Wes, how about you, man? Favorite Northwest band?
Off the top of my head, I'm going to have to go with Thy Infernal, because the Warlords of Hell album is probably in my top five albums of all time.
Good one.
Just incredible.
That album
rules. Awesome. All right, and finally, last but not least.
I gotta go with Infestor.
Okay.
Darkness Unveil.
Drawn and Quartered.
Yeah.
Right? Oh wow.
That's Darkness Unveiled's probably one of the sickest like tapes I have. That's honestly. Awesome.
Where'd you get that?
I think it was like probably off Head Split or something. But yeah, Oxygen Destroyer, super sick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
they're going out on tour with Fulci.
Yeah.
Disease is rad.
Yes, they are.
Those are probably my top three.
Right on.
But
that's a good mix. We got some old school. We got some power violence. We got some black metal, death metal, all kinds of stuff. So I love it. All right. So before we jump into your last song, if people can't, you know, make it out to Madison, Wisconsin for Blades of Steel Fest, you know, what are they doing with their lives? But also, what's the best way to follow you guys and stay updated with what you're doing?
Oh, man. Well, we've got all the regular social medias, Facebook, Instagram.
Are we on Twitter?
Yeah, we're on Twitter, too, even.
TikTok,
I don't know why, but
Grindr,
we are.
Tinder.
yeah.
Christian Mingle.
Farmers only. We have a link tree that has, like, pretty much everything on it. It's... linktr.ee/KMMND. Awesome. So just without the O's. And that'll have all the links and any upcoming concert tickets we have for sale on there. Everything's there. That's the best hub.
Sounds good. Command is the name of the band again with a K and an umlaut. Look it up and support local metal here in the Northwest, whether they're from Bellingham, whether they're from what island were you on?
Camano
Island. Okay, and what was that again? Where are you?
Oh, Cedro Woolley,
yeah. And
I'm in Seattle.
In Seattle. Okay, so all over the place, man. So I love it, man. You guys are dedicated to metal. You guys are doing it, and doing what you have to, doing what you can to spread the Northwest metal disgusting riffs and the blackened thrash. We will definitely have to have you guys in when you are ready to drop some more music. So that'd be awesome. And any shout outs or thank yous before we jump into this last song?
Shout out my girlfriend, Jill. Shout out guys in Drakkar and Serpent Rider and Maldestion.
Those are
and,
your other bands.
Yeah. And the Bellingham metal scene bands. The bands I mentioned earlier, and Oath of Hatred, Thoughts for the Builders, there's other bands and whatnot, so, oh yeah, Melancholia, for sure, I got a shout out,
Right on. Doug, shout outs, thank yous.
Shout out to my partner, Drea, shout out to my parents for not throwing away my filthy CDs when I was a teenager, and for indulging in my weirdness, Shout out to these dudes next to me. Aww. Shout out to the dudes in Skinwalker for being the first kind of cool metal band that I was ever in. Shameless plug, check out the Unsilent Quarantine stream on Twitch. And shout out to Duffy with Gore Metal Art for doing the album artwork. And last one, shout out to Northwest Thrash Contingent. That is Toxic Rain, Oxygen Destroyer, Ghost Blood, Valdery, and us.
Right on. And Wes?
I'd say these guys, the bandmates, mainly. And I guess anybody that's supported the band along the way. My wife, Yvonne. My son, Ash. And yeah,
and the Two Bit Saloon.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to shout out my partner Anna, my friend Lathan, who's the one who gave me all those obituary and death CDs.
Nice, got you in.
My bandmates in my other band, Decaying Crypt. Cool. Bandmates in this one. Yeah, anyone who listens to metal.
So thank you guys for coming up. We're going to go into a final song here. This is Street Forces. Who's going to introduce it? We've got two members. Who's going to do it? You're going to do it? All right, Drake, let's go.
All right, this is Street Forces by Command on KISW Metal Shop.
Good job, man. Here it is. It's Command Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.